Yeah, Robbo's pet project in conjunction with Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Ben from Bark is with us this morning. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having me on again.
It's a pleasure, mate. Now, a stunning Alaskan Malamute, Rylou. That is a handsome-looking boy.
He is an excellent, handsome-looking boy, isn't he? And very well-behaved, too. So, as you said, Rylou is a six-and-a-half-year-old Alaskan Malamute. So he's quite a large dog. And what people remember, they're sort of the sled-pulling dogs that you see in the Arctic movies and things like that. So, well-suited to the current type of weather we've got at the moment.
Indeed. And I guess with that, we'll cut straight to the old walkies. Is he good for walkies, or should you get yourself a pair of skis because you're going to get dragged around by him?
Oh, look, he's certainly really good on a lead, but if you wanted to get into sort of any sled pulling or things like that, he's got that excitable drive that he'd be able to do those sort of things. So sometimes it's a great activity to do with those sort of breeds, and there are obedience clubs and agility clubs around that do train for pulling and things like that as a fun activity for the dogs.
Yeah, because, you know, those sort of dogs, and it's like sometimes with racehorses or whatever, that there's definitely something in their DNA that they know that's what they're meant to do.
Oh, certainly, yeah, certainly innate. Just like a working dog, you know, you can raise a Kelpie in a pet environment and it still has a herding instinct. It's just been bred into the breeds for the many years we've been breeding them.
Well, tell us a bit about Rylou, his personality and his circumstances.
So Rylou came to us as a surrender, as his owners were moving and couldn't take them with him. He's an absolutely lovely, friendly dog, always a bit of a clown. He's really dog social, so we're looking for a home for Rylou with another dog. And obviously being a larger dog, children that he won't tend to knock over as he walks around and, sort of gets excited and chases balls and things like that. So he'd fit any sort of family environment as long as you can keep up with his exercise needs. Obviously, he needs long walks each day or being able to go to an off-lead area and have some good runs. And the other thing to remember with Rylou is his grooming requirements. So he is a long-haired dog. Malamutes do shed with the seasons. So keeping up on top of his brushing and grooming with just a regular brush once or twice a week and stripping out that coat sort of keeps that manageable and always looking good.
Yeah, and just don't buy any black clothes. I think that's the other one.
Not unless you want to look like a Wookiee.
Yeah, very true. I was going to say that, for that little bit of extra work in grooming and the walking and exercise, etc., you get it back in spades because they are generally a gorgeous dog nature-wise, aren't they?
100%, yeah. So quite a happy dog all the time. I'm very loyal always eager to please and really easy to train. Just always a good family pet, Malamutes and Huskies.
Yeah, indeed. All right, if people want to find out more, he's on our Facebook page. How can they contact you?
Yeah, so he's up on our website. People can have a look there and see his gorgeous photos. They can also give us a call on 5441-2209. We've also got a few other dogs and cats at the moment, Robbo, that are in need of homes, and we're still looking for those foster opportunities for a lot of them as well. So yeah. If people are interested in bringing a pet into their home at all, by all means, reach out to us and we'll see what we can do for them.
Yep, either give Bark a call or check out that website. Hey, Ben, always good to chat. Thank you. We'll talk to you or one of your colleagues next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. All the very best to you. That's Ben from Bark.